Good morning, Pastor Bill again with Berean Baptist Church, and I'm bringing to you an article from Family Research Council, and this is dated just a couple days ago, and it reads like this: Army tries camouflaging its agenda on marriage. While Americans were busy celebrating the heroes of D-Day, the military was coping with its own invasion of federal marriage law. After 3 weeks of silence, the Army confirmed yesterday that it conducted the military's first ever homosexual quote-unquote wedding at Fort Polk Base in Louisiana. According to officials, the ceremony took place about 3 weeks ago between two uniformed lesbians and was presided over by a member of the chaplain corps. The liberal social experiment with our military continues, said a frustrated Representative John Fleming, a Republican from Louisiana, who represents the Louisiana district that houses Fort Polk. As more details emerge, it's obviously the Army is trying to cover its tracks. When asked, a spokesman for the base insisted that it was not a wedding, but a same-gender private religious ceremony. Either way, it's a plain violation of DOMA, Defense of Marriage Act, which outlaws same-sex marriage in government facilities. And while some would argue that DOMA is under a court review, Louisiana's marriage amendment is not. It clearly states that the only marriage between a man and woman is legal. That only marriage between man and woman is legal. It's outrageous and illegal, said Republican Aiken. Representative Aiken, who, like Representative Fleming, serves the House Armed Services Committee. Once again, he said, political agenda has trumped the rule of law. Both men warned this slippery slope when Congress debated the Don't Ask, Don't Tell repeal. One might say, well, it's just a simple ceremony. It's just one blip. But unfortunately, I would expect an avalanche of similar ceremonies may occur, and once again, the publicity could have a tremendous negative impact on military readiness. If it can happen right under the nose of a member of the Armed Forces Committee in a state that bans homosexual marriage, then it can happen anywhere. If ever there was a case for the amendments of Representative Aiken and Representative Palazzo, this is it. In the defense authorization bill that passed out of the House just a couple of weeks ago, leaders agreed to language that would hold the Pentagon's boots to the fire on the Defense of Marriage Act by banning military from holding marriage-like, quote-unquote, marriage-like ceremonies like this one on federal property. The men and women in harm's way deserve the Congress's reassurance that they will not be exploited to advance this administration's social agenda. It's still law of the land, DOMA is, and neither the Army nor the Obama admin has the power to change that. Contact your senators now, etc., etc. Well, there are probably several questions that come to your mind. First of all, something done on federal property, like a Army base, is it under the state legislation, the state amendment? Well, I don't know, but I know this. If the representative is concerned that it's in his jurisdiction, then we should be concerned. It violates the Defense of Marriage Act. The fact that it's not a marriage, but rather a marriage-like ceremony, means that at least somebody thinks that they have to concede to the Louisiana law of legal marriage being between a man and a woman. Why am I interested in this? Well, for one thing, I'm an Army chaplain, Army reservist, and 422nd Civil Affairs Battalion in Greensboro, where I serve honorably under Lieutenant Colonel Robert Cooley. I am appreciative of the man that I serve under, who is not of the same religious scope of Berean Baptist Church or Pastor Bill Sturm. He is a Roman Catholic, and he is a good man. At the same time, I pray for his conversion to Christ, and I serve honorably under him. I want you to know that this is a non-issue for me. Why is it a non-issue? Well, for one thing, it's not in North Carolina. For another thing, it's not on a military base in North Carolina. Thirdly, this chaplain has a denomination that allows such obnoxiousness. He is a Disciples of Christ chaplain. Chaplains have different religious endorsers. Now, don't tune out here and don't let your eyes roll back in your skull while I'm trying to explain this. A chaplain has to be endorsed by a major ecclesiastical agency in order for the Department of Defense to accept them into the chaplaincy. Mine is Liberty Baptist Fellowship. And so Liberty Baptist Fellowship would not allow me to do a same-sex marriage, even if my convictions were otherwise. Thankfully, I want you to know that my convictions are not otherwise. I believe the scripture is clear. Marriage is between a man and a woman. If that makes you want to have violent tendencies towards me, well, just understand I am a member of the NRA, and I appreciate my right to bear arms. So, I guess this is fresh to me because I just came from a week of training with other active duty, reserve, and National Guard chaplains. And to know now that 3 weeks later, this ceremony took place should not surprise us. And if we do not vote well this coming year, we haven't seen anything yet. If we do not vote according to our conscience, we have not seen anything yet. If you are a Bible believer that holds the authority of the scripture that Paul writes on the same level with the words of Jesus recorded by Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, then you have to believe. You have to believe that marriage is between a man and a woman before God. We could talk for hours on qualifying that even further. I'm sure there are those out there who say, well, I'm married to this man, but I doubt God put me together with him, and vice versa. I've heard it all. I think I've heard it all. Just when I think I've heard it all, I find out I haven't heard it all. I've heard people say, well, what are you going to do with your career if the Army goes this way and Department of Defense goes this way? Well, you need to know that you're hearing a pastor who believes the Bible enough and believes the scripture enough that I have counted my career as lost for Christ Jesus, that I might know the excellency of his power. The scripture is clear in the book of Jude, in verse number 7, Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner were destroyed, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh. They are set forth as an example of suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. In Jude verse 4, it says that these are men who denied the Lord God and the Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 19, it says, they do not have the Spirit. You might say, but wait a minute, this is about rights. No, it's not. No, it's not. A lot of folks out there think that the First Amendment was written in a vacuum, and it was written by people that weren't religious and had no context from which to write, like the Federalist Papers. Like they had no religious life of their own, like there was no contextual backdrop from the Federalist Papers and from, how about the Declaration of Independence? The Constitution was written to form and to make a more perfect union. In other words, the First Amendment was an expansion of what was already stated in the Declaration of Independence, that we are endowed by our Creator and we take all of our rights at the foot of a Creator who grants them to us. And so how do I see it as a chaplain? I see it no differently than I do as a pastor. And as a pastor, I want you to know that I had these views long before I was a pastor. And so my difference of a chaplain to is no different than a pastor. My view as a pastor is no different than it was when I was a God-fearing father who provided for his wife and children by simply going to work every day and to church on the Lord's Day. And my view then was no different than it was when I was a single man who just believed the Bible. Sinner though I am, my own sin that needs to be forgiven for me to go to heaven, and I'm glad it has been in Christ. But that does not make me soft on the things that are going on around us in this world. The fact that there are marriage-like ceremonies happening on the Army base in Louisiana, does it scare me? No, because I know where I stand. Will I pray? Yes, I'll pray. Will I vote? Yes, I'll vote. Will I speak my mind and let my representatives and senators know where I am on this and know that they will not get my vote if they do not vote, if they do not represent me and those whom I represent? Yes, I will make that abundantly clear. But at the end of the day, we count all things but loss. Yes, even our careers. For the excellency of Christ Jesus our Lord. Philippians chapter 3. Comments and questions to besturm.bbc@gmail.com. The views represented in here do not represent the United States Army or its chaplain corps or the 422nd Civil Affairs Battalion.